Intervju Radija Študent.
I'm frantic. Borrow. Romantic. And all you gotta do is cross the Atlantic. Are you drastic? Is it all fantastic? And time itself is becoming elastic. All in heaven, all is well. All in again, near as I can tell.
Pozdravljeni, v današnjem Mejraš intervjuju se bomo pogovarjali s Halom Gibom, frontmanom skupine Giant Sand, ki bo nocoj ob 8 nastopila v Kino Šiški. Tokrat se je pri nas sestavil v okviru turneje, na kateri predstavljajo svoj lanski izdelek Heartbreak Pass. Album, ki naj bi bil za zasedbo zadnji, pa tudi zaokrožuje 30-letnico njihovega ustvarjanja. Zdaj imamo na vezi Halja, ki se bomo z njimi pogovarjali. Hello, can we hear each other? Are you in, you're currently in the car, right?
I am.
Okay, so, unfortunately we couldn't meet. I hope you're doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Okay, you, if I'm not mistaken, you have performed in Ljubljana in 2010. Do you maybe remember that show?
Yeah, we come back every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and tomorrow you are off to Austria, right?
Yeah.
So you won't have much time for sightseeing and similar things.
No, I'm trying to fit it all in because the clock is ticking.
Yeah, right. Okay, so your music is often defined as an alternative country, Americana, or country rock, or something like that. How would you define it?
It's a little bit of everything, all at the same time, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just those things.
Yeah, do you even like labeling your music as a specific genre?
Well, I never do. It's always so limiting, but I know it's a convenience for some people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in your 30-year existence, you have also released a great number of albums and also been active as a solo artist. What's it like looking back on those years now, and are there things that you would have done differently?
I don't think so. I think that the way it played out was the way it had to play out.
Hmm.
And mostly I just have enjoyed playing out.
And now we're on the point of, correct me if I'm mistaken, on the point of ending Giant Sand?
Well, not ending it, I'm putting it to bed. It's doing so well right now that I thought I'd send it to bed.
So letting its legacy rest.
Yeah, because it's 30 years, and I think that's a good number to walk away from it now. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should last more than that.
And, yeah.
I've got some other work I want to do with the piano, and I want to get to that, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Do you have something specific in mind for your work in the future? As you said, piano work.
Yeah. I always wanted to play these jazz standards, but I was never good enough to learn them or play them. So I decided to challenge myself to write my own. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to have an album of future standards, and then we'll tour behind that with a small trio, the bass, drums, and piano.
Do you have something or someone specific in mind for your maybe collaborations?
Well, once I get it done, I'll send the music around to some other people I know, some good singers, and I'll see if they want to take part in a companion disc that will have better singers singing these songs as if they were standards, which I hope one day they will be.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning also on touring with this jazz trio?
Yeah, very much, because for me it's a whole new way to walk in and sit down behind a piece of furniture, kind of like a desk, mm-hmm. and have at it for an hour or so. And there's so much going on in between those chords on the piano that that's the thing that's exciting to me right now. Plus, I want to see what lives in the space between those big chords.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on this tour you're kind of representing your last album, Heartbreak Pass, which you released last year. So how would you kind of what would you have to tell about this album? What's different? What's new?
Well, it's a perfect album for us. It seemed like there's like four or five different genres on that album that we've always played the kind of music in those different genres over the years, but on this record it sounds like we nailed them. And I think that's also indication that it's mm-hmm. time to move on. We finally got it so right for us.
So it's going out on top.
I don't know if it's, well, that's what it feels like. It doesn't. I don't know if it's a perfect album compared to anybody else, but for us it was. So, and this band right now, the most fun I've had playing these guys in many years, so that also feels good to go out when it feels so good instead of when it's a drag.
Mm-hmm. How would you kind of describe your progress from your debut Valley of Rain until Heartbreak Pass? I mean, everything kind of sounds the same, but different at the same time.
Yeah, I think that, like with anybody, that when they begin making music, any of us, that stuff, it's sort of like you're searching yourself from the inside out, and all that music is inside you from the very beginning, and you're just trying to get it out of you. And after a while, you could do a better job at doing that. But in the beginning, it has a certain energy you don't get later. That's so important to kick it off. So, I don't know. That's not for me to figure out or decide. I just went to work and got it done. And now we're going to have some fun putting it to bed.
Mm-hmm. That's for the listeners to decide.
Well, it's always that, you know that.
Mm-hmm. Heartbreak Pass, how does it feel like when you look upon it now, 1 year later? Would you change anything?
No. Well, you know, like if I were to record it now, it would be different. But then if I would have recorded it the day after I recorded it, it would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's always been the nature of this kind of music with us.
Yeah, I've actually heard that you record individual albums on different locations, so on the road.
Yeah, that's become common now. I don't like the idea of setting up studio time and waiting for that day to arrive for when you're inspired, because it doesn't work that way. So I'd rather do it when I feel it, you know, and just wherever I am.
Mm-hmm. Does the different environment kind of show on the tracks you record?
I think so, but I don't know how. You know, that's. I don't know if anybody will ever know that.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels better working in different places with different people.
Yeah.
The extra energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you tell us something about your musical influences?
They were very influential. Everything from, I'd say, you know, Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers, Lefty Frizzell, Merle Haggard, on up through Mott the Hoople, David Bowie, John Lennon, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and Thelonious Monk and Tommy Flanagan, Ahmad Jamal, McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis.
Mm-hmm. And have you, I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of artists like, I don't know, Will Oldham, PJ Harvey, M. Ward. How would you describe those experiences?
You know, very few of them were actual collaborations. Most of them were just visitations where they're friends of mine. So if they're coming through Tucson in Arizona, we would do some work together, sing a song or record something for the sake of hanging out,
mm-hmm.
you know, or it's kind of like inviting somebody to dinner a little bit when you're already making some food.
Mm-hmm.
So, but every now and then, like, we'll make a plan to get together to record for a day, like with Matt Ward or Steve Shelley or somebody.
But with Giant, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's just a good way of visiting people.
Mm-hmm. But with Giant Sand, you've also been known to change members frequently. I mean, how does that affect the music?
Well, I think that everybody who's ever been in the band is in the band for many years, but all those years are like seasons. So a season will last as long as it's available to everybody. And then when something begins to change and everyone can't be there for it to be spontaneous, then the members seem to change, you know, and then when you get other people on board that can be there.
Mm-hmm. I've first heard your music on the collaboration album with Radian, with the Austrian band.
Yeah.
And I've heard that most of the tracks you've recorded individually, and they kind of added their performance around the recordings. Can you tell us something about that experience?
Well, we did it in Vienna, and those guys are masters at how they go about assembling their own music. I used to think a lot of what they did was random, and they said, no, it's every bit of what they do is thought out and detailed, and they have a disciplined way of working, and I have a very free way of working. So I enjoyed the compromise, and I always liked their music, or at least their noise, you know, and their rhythms. So,
but that was kind of a collaboration of kind of opposing approaches. How was that?
Yeah, that's good. That's what you gotta do.
Yeah. We've actually seen them a few months ago in Ljubljana also.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, so this year after the tour, you've also scheduled to release a box set called The Sunset. What can we expect on it?
That's just all the Giant Sand albums re-released on vinyl. So they can't put out all 18 albums from Giant Sand so they're putting them out six at a time. And they're releasing them in alphabetical order, so they'll all be... Every box will have different years instead of all from a chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll make the more interesting listening, the contrasting years.
Okay, one final question to show our listeners tonight what they can expect. If you could like summarize your music in one sentence, how would you do it?
It's erosive. It audibly falls apart and reassembles itself. It's like nature. It's a storm on occasion and kind of squall. And is that a long sentence for you?
Yeah, sure. Okay,
it's
so
erosion rock.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for this conversation, and I wish you a very happy, I guess, show.
Maybe it's rock erosion. Okay. I'll
okay.
See you later.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I know a man who would like to talk a good game.
V današnjem Irish intervjuju smo se pogovarjali s Howlom Gilbom, frontmanom skupine Giant Sand. Zasedba bo mogoče videti ob 8 v kino Šiški. Irish intervju sem pripravil Jerni.
Intervju Radija Študent.